Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I would like to speak to the manager.
I'm sorry, the manager's not here right now. Can I take a message, please?
Yes, my name is Casey, and I was in there the other night, and a waitress named Rebecca was extremely rude to me, and I would like to see her fired.
Actually, I'm Rebecca.
Oh, well, fancy my luck then.
Lucky me, I got
you on the phone.
Yes, well, I'm sorry for anything that was offensive to you. And
you listen here.
I don't remember the...
You listen here, Missy, okay? You're lucky that your manager isn't there. Otherwise, you would be out of a job right now.
So do you want to remind me what happened?
I would love to, Rebecca, and I'm going to put it very bluntly. You've ruined my f***ing life.
I've ruined your life?
Yes. You might remember me. I was in there a few days ago enjoying a nice meal with my girlfriend, and I made a comment to you. Do you remember it?
Sir, I wait on tons and tons of customers. I do not remember you or your girlfriend or a comment.
Well, I'm sure you remember me because you were extremely rude. I told you that the live music was too loud, and I asked if you could turn the volume down on it. Remember?
Yes.
And what was your response? Do you remember that heaping pile of bull you tried to sell me?
I believe I offered to speak to my manager and see if he could get the band to play a little quieter, if I remember correctly.
Well, you remember most of it, except for this stupid little smirk that you gave me.
I'm sorry? A smirk?
Yes, you smirked at me. Then you ran to your manager and probably made some sort of joke at my expense. And then
I
you
think
came
that
back.
You're mistaken, sir. I'm very sorry if you felt that way, but I don't even really know what a smirk would look like on my face.
You are disgusting. I know how it works with you restaurant folk.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You're in the kitchen doing drugs, boozing it up with each other, and then you come out and make fun of your customers. I know how it works.
I think you've watched a few too many movies about servers in the early 90s. I don't know any restaurant where that is going on.
Are you calling me stupid?
No, I'm just saying we are busy, and when customers make ridiculous requests, like to turn down the volume of the live music, it takes time out of the server's schedule. It takes time away when I could be making money by providing service to other tables.
I don't know. I'm sorry if
you thought I was smirking at you. I wasn't. I was being professional, as I always am.
I don't know if you're high right now, but you just said a ridiculous request. That shows exactly how you felt.
Well, sir, would you agree that asking me to turn down the volume of an acoustic instrument is ridiculous?
Maybe it wasn't loud to you because you're a server and you were stoned out of your mind that night.
Right,
you ever think about that?
Maybe.
For me...
Yeah, I think about that all the time, in between every single demand, every single customer's making. I wish I was stoned, but there is no time to do anything except wait on customers.
You are being very sarcastic with me, and I don't appreciate it at all.
Well, sir, you're calling me at work. You don't seem to need anything except to complain. So if there's something I can do for you, I'm happy to do it to try to make this up to you. But otherwise, I have nothing else to say to you.
For my troubles, I would like you to reimburse me for my meal and also give me a $500 gift certificate to your establishment.
That's ridiculous.
$600. The more you argue, the more it goes up.
Let it keep going up then.
$700.
Let my manager know that's what you want. $600.
You just cost your company $700 because of your surly attitude.
Everything on our menu is like $15. What are you going to do, eat here for 5 years straight?
If I want to. Yeah, I'll eat there whenever I want on a night that you're not playing live music too loudly, yes.
Well, we play live music almost every night, so...
Well, not anymore, because I'm about to get it taken out of your establishment. I'm going to own you, Rebecca.
That sounds like a lot of fun for me. I'm glad we had this conversation. I'm glad you called.
I'll pass all this on
to my manager.
I will let you know that soon you will be working for me.
No, I won't be.
You will be working for Jubal Flag.
Is that your name?
Doesn't that sound like a wonderful person to work for?
That's a ridiculous name. But I'm glad to have your name.
Did you just
let the manager know to call you?
Say that was a ridiculous name?
Jubal Flag? Is that some sort of like comic book name? It's the most ridiculous name I've ever heard of.
No, that's my real name.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I can look at the reservations right now. You don't have any reservation under that name.
Rebecca, ever. Rebecca, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
So?
It's a prank phone call. Your coworker Danny set you up.
I was about to have a heart attack. I was so angry.
She emailed me and told me about the customer you had that asked to turn down the live music the other day.
Yeah, you sound just like that guy.
She said you were worked up about it.
You know, you're really good at treating people like a piece of just so you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.